I feel very disappointed for the players that they didn't get the opportunity, I suppose, to show in the showcase, you know, event of the year, what they were fully capable of doing, and that's the disappointing thing about it. We had sort of assembled a team that was very hard working and that was built, I suppose, on the ethic of you know, pressurising the opposition, working hard to get turnovers, and when we did get it, you know, to have sort of the explosiveness in the legs to break fast and get the ball in early to Michael, or else run the ball, you know, sort of down the centre of the opposition's, you know, defence. Unfortunately, yesterday, you know, it was a case of that, you know, the boys didn't really have the energy levels, and there would have been things happening yesterday in the game that, you know, we wouldn't have seen before. Fellas getting caught in possession, you know, because there was nobody off the shoulder. And normally, when fella would have possession of the ball in the half back lane, full back lane, there'd be somebody to his left and his right. There'd be two options. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're just sort of standing there and you're watching it. And you know, to be fair, in the hotel and so forth before the game, you know, their minds were just absolutely perfect for the game. They were just so focused on the game. It was just a case, I suppose, where the mind was perfect, but the body wasn't able to react to it. And as I say, it's just very, very disappointing for them, you know, because it was live on the TV and, you know, their families are there and it was the final and so forth. And it just, you know, it just went against us. And unfortunately, you know, for the boys, they don't get a second chance to show that. Not coming on, I suppose, to try and to make excuses. We're just trying to lay down the facts. And I'm only trying to lay it down, not, I suppose, to try and make excuses for myself or anybody, but to let the people know, you know, that's why, you know, from the players' point of view, that's why maybe they weren't able to show the passion that they had shown in previous games, Miles.
Yeah.
You know, all that said, Miles, I've thoroughly enjoyed the journey with the boys, and I know they have as well. And I suppose, you know, at the very start of the year when we assembled them, like I've said this previous, you know, I said to them we were going to win the Ulster Championship, and when we were in a circle and one or two of the boys started laughing, you know, and it was just a genuine giggle, you know, that they didn't think it was, you know, a reality. And
who's this messiah and what's he saying?
Well, I don't know about that, but they definitely, you know, the belief wasn't there, you know, that could be a reality, you know, and they proved to themselves that it could be, you know, a reality by hard work, you know, and to think that we were sort of not at our full potential last night and we were still, I suppose, there at the death was testimony to how hard they worked under the conditions, you know.
Exactly. The goal then really gave Donegal a bit of pep in their step. It was a well-worked goal.
Well, it was. I mean, and they kept chipping away, I suppose, and they kept chipping away, and we got the goal before half-time and stuff. But over the course of the whole game, Miles, personally, you know, and I said this to the players in the dressing room as well, I don't think we deserve to win the game. You know, I don't think we deserve to win the game because, you know, we have a checklist of things that we want to get nailed, and we rate ourselves on that checklist, you know, and at half-time we were getting 2 out of 5 on most things. And by our own admission, you know, if we're at that level, we don't expect to win games of football. We expect to be up at 4s and we expect to be up at 5s. And so, you know, from that point of view, you know, I understand why we wouldn't have won the game. And again, I would repeat that it was just fantastic to be so close at the very end of the game, you know, having come through all that and just to be, I suppose, the kick of a ball away from it, you know. But I felt, if Michael had to score the penalty, you know, that we would definitely have stole it from the Dubs, you know.